Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. Visit PaniniAmerica.net today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
The volume.
The 82-game NBA preseason is in the books now. It's time for real basketball. The playoffs. Don't miss out any of the playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. All you have to do, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You know the drill. It takes about 90 seconds. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Put in the code COLIN, COLIN. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 to get $200 in bonus bets, and you get it instantly. Code is Colin, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, instant reaction. The dynasty is officially over and lands with a thud as the Warriors get smoked. I thought they'd play a really competitive game. You know, they rested a lot of their key players for this game against Sacramento. But Sacramento last year, a lot of people thought they would beat the Warriors. The Warriors had, you know, 7 games, one last hurrah. But you saw Wiggins tonight. It's just not the same player. Clay, as I'm talking right now, 0 for 10. He had a very good April. He was a big part of why the Warriors had a very good April and made a mad dash, a lot of road wins to get back into this thing. Draymond and Clay were both excellent. But I think this is the way dynasties need to end. I mean, I can remember vividly, is Brady going to stay in New England? Is he going to leave? And his last season there, they took a shot during a loss, and he's on the bench, and he's screaming years of frustration after losing Randy Moss, Edelman and Gronk are aging. They just can't draft and develop the next receiver, and he's screaming on the bench. Would any of you guys just get open? Could somebody just get open? Well, of course they couldn't. And the Patriots still don't have a wide receiver that can get open. you know, so it's possession receivers, it's limited players, And that's the way it ends. And then Brady knows, okay, I'm going to go and get Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, bring Gronk down, get AB, bring in Leonard Fournette. You know, I got an offensive coach, Bruce Arians, and life's just easier. And if you look at the Dubs right now, last year they had that one series against Sacramento. You feel good about it. What could have been? We got banged up. But, you know, Wiggins has not been the same player since the championship year over Boston. He hasn't been the same player. Some personal stuff. I've read multiple things. I don't know what it is. I don't care. He's not the same player. Clay had a very, very good late March and April for the Warriors. He's not the same player. So, you know, I mean, I think you just have to disconnect from what was a great 10, 12-year run. It's over. And so I think you keep Steph Curry, you keep Draymond Green, you keep Pods. And if you have to move a lot of your length, I don't care if it's Kuminga, Looney, Davis, to get a legitimate big, you do what you got to do. I'm not sure if Karl Anthony Towns is the right guy. I think Minnesota is going to struggle in their series against Phoenix. They move off Karl Anthony Towns. Potentially, they won't move off Gobert. And maybe that's the guy. Maybe in 2 years, it's Giannis. But I think it's over. You know, tonight was just Sacramento getting really good looks. I mean, they were hitting their free throws, hitting their threes. And they were getting really, really good looks. And, you know, I think for the last 2 years, we've sort of felt like Steph has to carry the team. And he is still a brilliant basketball player. But when players get into their mid-30s and up, I mean, even LeBron now is remarkable in big games. But you're not going to get 72 games from these guys and back-to-back games of greatness. So it ends the way you'd think it ends, with kind of an ugly loss and the Warriors looking a little small, a little old, and a little out of their element. You know, I've always thought Sacramento is a poor man's Boston. If you took the Celtics and every player was just not quite as good, but you had four good players, that would be the Kings. You know, instead of Tatum and Brown and Porzingis and Drew Holiday, you've got Harrison Barnes and De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis and Keegan Murray, and they're good players. Fox is really good. But I just feel like, you know, Boston hasn't won a title yet, and I think they have four better starters. Sacramento's a good team in a tougher conference, but I haven't ever seen them as a team that's going to win multiple series. I think Denver's better. Phoenix is more talented. I think Dallas is absolutely on fire. I think the Lakers would beat them up physically. And so I wish Light the Beam the very best. But this tonight was about Klay Thompson's final game, I would imagine, as a Golden State Warrior. I think Steve Kerr would love to have him around. I think it felt like they ran half their offense through him in April to get him as many looks as they could. But whoever the Warriors get, they got to get somebody that's on Steph's timeline. Kuminga's about 2 years away from that. Davis maybe 3 years away. But they've got to get somebody that's on Steph's timeline. I think they go move a lot of their length, get a legitimate big-time star. Maybe a third team gets involved, but that's where we stand. In terms of the Lakers, so the Lakers, as we said, I thought they'd win by about 6-7 points. They match up really good with the Pelicans. Now, they had a horrific moment in the third. They didn't start very well. They had a great second quarter. Were doing well. Then in the third and the fourth, kind of fell apart, unraveled. But I think my takeaway on this is this is where LeBron is like no other player ever. From my friend Nick Wright, LeBron James has won 9 straight do-or-die games, either a play-in game or a game 7. If you count the in-season tournament, it's like he's won 12 straight or 13 straight. I said very early in the season, because of the Lakers' age and their primary playmakers, LeBron, who's very old, that if it was the NCAA tournament, I think the Lakers would get to the championship game and then lose to Denver or a Boston. But in a one-game setting, this is why the NBA 7-game first-round series is ridiculous. It punishes aging legends, which are always the ratings drivers for the NBA. I mean, the reason Caitlin Clark, one of the reasons she got numbers, this was a rematch. She went into the tournament. We knew the story. They lost last year. Here they come back. They face South Carolina. I mean, 90% of Hollywood money is remakes, right? So it's these aging stars, these Stephs and these LeBrons, Kevin Durants, they drive the ratings in the NBA. So why punish them with 7-game first-round series with no urgency? So the Lakers in the in-season tournament won. In their play-in games with LeBron, they're 3-0 in play-in games with LeBron, and they've won, again, 9 straight do-or-die games with LeBron. And the Lakers did what they do. They got to the free throw line a lot, and they hit their free throws. By the way, Sacramento hit their free throws, Lakers hit their free throws. And you're watching in these games, these playoff games, as the NBA pretty clearly tweaked, and I don't mind them doing this at all. During the regular season, the NBA said, hey, let's let them play. Let's speed the pace of play up, fewer whistles. That is a huge benefit to veteran teams. That does not benefit OKC. That will not benefit young teams. That will benefit the older teams. Miami in the East will probably benefit from that. Boston's been around, will benefit. The Lakers will benefit. OKC won't. So I thought the Lakers, they're a very good matchup with the Pelicans. I thought Zion Williamson played the best game I've ever seen him play as a pro in a big game. This is a big game. He had 40 points, just walked off the floor. Injury, I guess. Frustrated, absolutely. I have no idea what happened. But we've been waiting for Zion between the weight issues and the injuries. And that was the book on him when he came into the NBA. He had so much torque. He had weight issues. New Orleans, not a great city if you got weight issues. It's a late night city with amazing food. And so he struggled with that. But tonight's a great example of what Zion can do. He's a weight mismatch and a power mismatch oftentimes. And if if he gets a mismatch, you blow a defensive assignment, he gets on a smaller guy, or he's coming downhill, dribbling into the lane, it's over. LeBron is 6'8.5", 6'9", 255, took a charge from Zion and crumpled like a deck chair. LeBron just crashed into the floor. It's like Adrian Peterson running over a small corner in his prime. And so I thought Zion was fantastic. He was aggressive. He's never been a great outside shooter, but he didn't have to be. You know, I think when you get to the playoffs, three ball, it can be valuable. I mean, the Warriors didn't hit theirs tonight. The Kings did. I think it can be valuable. But I think you get into situational basketball and you got to lean into your strengths. And I think Anthony Davis is going to take most of his shots and make most of them within 8 feet of the basket. I'm okay with that. And Zion Williamson is going to bang around on the inside, not shoot much from the outside, and create, you know, physical mismatches. I thought he was fantastic. That's as good as I've seen him play in a big game. And he hasn't been in a lot of big games. But the Lakers are a better team. They have gotten big leads every time they've played the Pelicans this year. This one, they held on for dear life. D'Angelo Russell played well, and we've talked about that. Since the benching, he's been a good basketball player. Sometimes he almost, you know, when I watched the Lakers tonight, there was a, I forget what quarter it was, second or third, they pulled LeBron. I think it was right before half. They pulled LeBron out, and you're like, oh my God, what's happening? Darvin, get him back in there. But how much can you play LeBron? So he is so far and away their best playmaker. Austin Reeves attempts it, but he's just not the same athlete. But, you know, you kind of cross your fingers if you're the Lakers. They get real sloppy. They unravel very quickly sometimes when LeBron takes his brief respite. And they certainly did tonight. He came back in, couldn't stop the bleeding or the momentum, but they hold on and win. So the Lakers, I think the Lakers match up pretty well with the Nuggets in terms of size. The difference is the fourth best player on any given night for the Denver Nuggets is Michael Porter, who is a high school prodigy, who can absolutely knock down 28 points on any given night. Now he has championship experience. And I think that's a real thing. I think once you win the championship, every time I watch Denver in a big TV game and it was close, they just found ways to win. And that's, I saw about a week ago, they played the T-Wolves, close game, just found a way to win. So it's that confidence of a championship team. I think they have the best starting five along with Boston in the NBA. And there are players on the Lakers that can disappear at times. I think Rui's talented. He can disappear. Anthony Davis can be hot and cold offensively. LeBron, depending on if his three-point shot is effective. D'Lo, as a playoff performer, has been at times awful last year, at times semi-effective. I kind of know what I'm getting with Denver. With the Lakers, it's a lot of finger-crossing with D'Angelo Russell. And Anthony Davis, 2 out of 3 playoff games will give you a really nice offensive effort, but he can vanish at times too. So I don't see the Lakers beating Denver 4 times. I think they'll beat him in a game. Maybe they beat him twice. They can physically match up. But, you know, Jokic does not have a lot of off nights. And Jamal Murray doesn't have a lot of off nights. And Gordon brings that defense virtually every game. Michael Porter can be a bit hot and cold. But, you know, Denver's a champion for a reason. And my guess is they'll probably beat the Lakers in five, perhaps six, but you'll feel late in these games, that's where you'll see the difference, where Jokic is younger than LeBron. And Jamal Murray offensively is more consistent than Anthony Davis. And AD gives Jokic about as much trouble as you can possibly give him, and he still gets 30 points. So I just feel the consistency, the championship experience. Denver is going to be an even tougher out this year. And I imagine they extinguish the Lakers in about five or six. The games will be close. The Lakers do match up with them. Once again, with LeBron, win a play-in game. The Warriors season is over. And it's, again, I think it's over the way it should be over. No debate. Make some moves. Move off Wiggins. Probably Clay's last game. It's okay. All good things coming to an end. Trees don't grow to the sky. It's fine. We're all going to be okay, even in the Bay Area.
The Volume.
Thanks so much for listening. If you've enjoyed the podcast, take a moment, rate, and review. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.